What if I told you you're never truly alone? That flash of intuition that saved you from a bad decision? The dream that gave you exactly the answer you needed? That feeling of being watched over when you were at your lowest? These aren't coincidences, they're conversations. Your spirit guides have been reaching out to you all along. Happiest day, beautiful soul. Welcome back to The Medium Matters, the podcast where darkness glows and mystery flows. I'm your host, Chantel, and today I'm going to help you to finally answer back. This episode is perfect for anyone who's ever wondered about spirit guides, but maybe felt unsure about taking that first step toward connection. Today, we're going to cover everything from identifying different types of guides to practical, safe methods for making your first contact. And don't worry, we're going to take it step by step, keeping things clear, grounded, and most importantly, protected. We're about to discover how to safely open the door to one of the most profound relationships in your spiritual journey. So grab your cozies, sip your tea, and let's vibe with the guides, shall we? Let's start with the basics. What exactly is a spirit guide? You know that feeling when a friend just gets you? When they know exactly what to say and when to say it? Spirit guides are kind of like that, but with an extra dose of universal wisdom. Think of them as your personal spiritual support team, each with their own special way of helping you navigate this wild journey called life. First, let's talk about ancestral guides. These are often the easiest to connect with because, well, they're family. Maybe it's your grandmother who always knew how to make everything better, or maybe it's your great uncle who was the family storyteller. They've just moved from giving you advice over cookies to guiding you from the spirit realm. They full on understand your family patterns, your inherited strengths, and yes, even those family challenges that seem to repeat through the generations. Then there are teacher guides. And let me tell you, these wise souls are fascinating. They're like the professors of the spirit world, but way less intimidating. These guides often show up when you're learning something new or even facing a big life lesson. Maybe you're switching careers, starting a spiritual practice, or even learning to stand up for yourself. Your teacher guide might be an ancient philosopher, a master of their craft, or even someone from a completely different culture who has the exact wisdom you need right now. Now, animal guides. These guys are something special. You might see them in your dreams, or maybe you keep encountering the same animal over and over in unusual ways. Each animal brings its own medicine, its own teachings. A wolf might appear to teach you about trusting your instincts and the importance of community. An owl might show up when you need to see through the darkness or deception. Animal guides remind us that wisdom doesn't always come in human form. Next, let's talk about nature spirits. Nature spirits are some of our most accessible guides because they are seriously all around us, in our gardens, parks, forests, and even in that resilient little plant that is living on your windowsill. These guides connect us to the ancient wisdom of the earth itself. Tell me that's not cool. They also might be the spirit of a particular location you're drawn to, like that peaceful spot in the park where you always feel refreshed, or they could even be the collective energy of certain elements, like the wisdom of ancient trees or the transformative power of flowing water. Like our animal guide friends, nature spirits remind us that guidance doesn't always come in human form. Sometimes it's in the gentle rustle of leaves, the pattern of stones on the beach, or even the unexpected appearance of a beautiful flower. Finally, let's talk about specialized guides. I like to think of them as your spiritual project managers, if you will. These guides step in for specific phases or challenges in your life. Maybe you're writing a book, and suddenly you feel inspired by the energy of a great author. Or maybe you're going through a difficult healing journey and a guide with healing abilities makes their presence known to you. They're like skilled consultants who show up exactly when you need their specific expertise. The really beautiful thing about all these guides is that they're already here, already working in your life. You don't have to search for them or worry about finding the right ones. They've chosen you, and they're just waiting for you to notice their presence. Later in the episode, I'll show you exactly how to recognize and connect with them. But for now, just sit with the idea that you have this incredible team of supporters in your corner. Let's talk about something exciting, and that is your guides are already trying to communicate with you. Yes, I mean like right now. The thing is, they're usually pretty subtle about it. They're not gonna show up like a special effect in a movie. I mean, although that would be so super cool. Instead, they tend to communicate in ways that are easy to brush off as coincidence, unless you know what you're looking for. One of the most common ways guides try to get our attention is through numbers. You know those times when you keep seeing 1111 on the clock? Or maybe you notice the same number sequence everywhere, on license plates, receipts, even in phone numbers. That's often your guides trying to send you a message. Think of it as their way of kind of waving at you and saying, hey, over here. Then there's what I like to call the cosmic download. Those moments when you suddenly have a thought or an idea that feels different from your usual thinking patterns. Maybe it's a solution to a problem you've been stuck on, or even an unexpected urge to call someone who, it turns out, really needed to hear from you. These thoughts often feel like they're dropping into your mind from somewhere else, and they feel that way because they are. Dreams. Dreams are another favorite communication channel for your guides. But we're not talking about your regular dreams, about showing up to work in your jammies. Look for dreams that feel different. They're more vivid, even more meaningful. If you heard our recent Sacred Sleep episode, and you should have, then you already know the importance of tracking these patterns in your dream journal. Haven't started your dream journal yet? Listen, no worries. We created a free printable dream journal template just for you, and you can find the link in our show notes, along with a link to that full episode on Sacred Sleep. Trust me, once you start recording your dreams, you're going to start noticing patterns. Maybe recurring dreams with similar themes, or dreams where someone is trying to tell you something super important. Some people even report meeting their guides in dreams and having full-on conversations that they remember with crystal clarity when they wake up. This is why having a dream journal is so important, because you can document all of this, look back, and start to connect these dots. Now then, let's talk about physical signs, what I call the spiritual breadcrumb trail, if you will. Finding feathers in unexpected places is a classic sign from your guides, especially if they show up in impossible locations like, say, your car or inside your workspace, unless your workspace is like a bird sanctuary, I don't know. Coins are another sign, especially if they appear in, again, unusual places or have meaningful dates. Your guides know how to work with physical objects to get your attention. Just remember that these signs should be found in unexpected places. For example, a bird sitting in a tree, likely not a sign. A watermelon sitting in a tree, now that is a story. Here's one that might surprise you. Sometimes guides communicate through temperature changes. You might suddenly feel a warm spot in the room, like walking through a patch of sunlight, except there's no sun there. Or maybe you get goosebumps and that distinct feeling of being watched, but in a comforting way, like when a loved one is looking at you with loving eyes from across the room. Listen, I really don't know how to make this sound less creepy, so we're gonna move on. One of the more direct forms of contact is actually hearing your name called when no one's around. This can be startling at first, but remember, your guides are trying to protect and help you, not scare you. Sometimes they might need to be a little more direct to get your attention, especially if it's a situation where they're trying to guide you away from danger or toward an important opportunity. And then there's what I call the spiritual light bulb moment, those times when information just floods into your awareness. Maybe you suddenly understand something that's been puzzling you, or you get a clear knowing about a situation without knowing how you know. You just know, you know? These downloads can feel like remembering something you've always known, but somehow forgot. The key to recognizing all these signs is staying open and aware, but not getting too caught up in analyzing every single little thing. Your guides will usually repeat their messages if they're important, because they are persistent that way. And the more you acknowledge and work with these signs, the clearer they become. It's like learning a new language. At first, you're only going to catch like a word here and there, but given enough time and practice, and you're going to start to understand entire conversations. Years ago, when I was starting my spiritual journey, I set out to meet one of my guides. And I will tell you, I was so freaking scared. If you know me, then you know I have very deep respect for the spirit world. And way back then, when I was getting started, I also had a lot of fear about the unknown. So I was terrified of opening a door I wouldn't be able to close, you know? In any event, I decided to meet my guide through meditation. So I went through my ritual of setting up my space, the room where I would do my meditations, and I set up my protection. I got in the zone, I set my intention, and off I went into meditation. And when I went into this meditation, I had a notebook and a pen with me because I wanted to be able to take notes and just answer some questions that I had written down. So almost like I wanted to do a form of automatic writing, but I was more aware than in automatic writing, if that makes sense. So I digress. Here's what happened. I went into my meditation. I ended up meeting my guide or one of my guides, and I lived to tell the tale. I know I have this notebook saved somewhere. It is somewhere in my house, just probably tucked away in a box. I don't know, but I really don't remember everything this guide said to me, but I do remember specifically asking his name. And when he replied and told me his name, I asked, "What kind of name is that?" And he said, "It's a name you would believe." I was shooketh, but in a good way. It was such a cool experience and one that I hope to never, ever forget. Meeting a guide for the first time intentionally, like really, really meeting a guide, I can't think of an experience that's like it. I mean, every experience is so incredibly unique, but meeting someone who has been there for you, who has been guiding you, providing the answers to the questions that you've had, coming to you in your dreams, all these subtle ways that you don't quite connect prior to that time, I think it's just really cool. It is a very unique relationship and I love it. I can't wait to continue meeting my guides. And I mean, I've met a lot of them. I've met quite a few. And every now and then a new one pops up and I'm like, oh, look at you. Welcome to the family. So I hope the same for you. Let's hit pause on our spirit guide so that I can tell you about something I am obsessed with besides my spiritual practice, of course. You know those moments just before sleep when the veil feels thinnest and your intuition speaks the loudest? That is when your spirit guides often try to connect with you. But if you're tossing and turning or your mind is racing with tomorrow's to-do list, you might be missing those precious moments of contact. And that is why I am so excited to tell you about the Better Sleep app. This app has seriously become an essential part of my own spirit guide connection practice, my own sleep health. It is just solid 10 out of 10. Their specially crafted sleep stories and meditation tracks don't just help you fall asleep. They seriously create the perfect peaceful state for spiritual connection. I am especially in love with their Cosmic Journey meditation series and their binaural beats designed specifically for spiritual awareness. Plus, their nature sounds library includes everything from gentle rain to crystal bowls. I mean, all of it. It helps you create the perfect environment for guide communication and more than that, beautiful, beautiful sound sleep. Listen, when I'm well rested and relaxed, my connection with my spiritual side, with my guides, with all of it, it is so much clearer. It's like tuning a radio to the perfect frequency, and suddenly those subtle messages come through loud and clear. If you are ready to deepen your spiritual connection through better sleep, like me, then go ahead and click the link in the show notes to start your 30-day free trial now. That is one entire month to experience the difference that quality rest can make in your spiritual practice. Before we jump back into our episode, I want to invite you to stay connected between episodes. Join our beautiful spiritual community to receive exclusive weekly tips, monthly newsletters, and early access to special updates. Click the link in the show notes and sign up today. Now, back to the show. Now that we understand how our guides reach out to us, let's talk about some practical tips that you can use to reach right back. Think of these as spiritual conversation starters, gentle ways to say hello. Yes, over here, I'm ready to connect. First, let's talk about crystals. They're like spiritual amplifiers helping to strengthen the connection between you and your guides. First up, clear quartz. This is your go-to crystal for this kind of work. It's like a spiritual telephone, making the connection clearer and so much stronger. You can hold your clear quartz in your receiving hand during meditation, or even place it near your pillow at night when guides often communicate through our dreams. Amethyst is another beautiful choice because it opens your intuitive channels and helps you understand the messages you receive. For this, you can try to place a small piece on your third eye, which is at the center of your forehead, while you're meditating, or you can keep an amethyst cluster on your nightstand to enhance those pre-sleep moments when the veil feels thinnest. Labradorite. Oh, she's a special gal. Labradorite is known as the temple of the stars, and it is absolutely magical for expanding your psychic abilities and even protecting you during spirit communication. And it even helps you discern between true guide messages and your own thoughts, which I find very helpful. You can wear this as jewelry. For example, a pendant near your throat chakra is perfection, or you can hold it in your dominant hand while using your clear quartz in your other hand to create a complete circuit of energy. And if you're just starting out, give celestite a try because she is wonderful. Celestite has this gentle, angelic energy that spirit guides are naturally drawn to. You can place this crystal near your meditation space or even under your pillow to encourage guide communication while you sleep. Its soft, calming energy helps reduce any anxiety about making contact, and boy, do I wish I had had some of this way back in the day when I got started. The pendulum, another fantastic tool, especially when you're looking for clear yes-no answers. Think of it as a spiritual compass. For this, you would start with something simple, a crystal on a chain, or even a ring on a string. The key is setting clear intentions before you get started. Ask your guides to show you what their yes looks like and what their no looks like. Either one of these could be a back and forth movement. It could go in a circle from right to left or left to right or clockwise counterclockwise. It could go in a diagonal pattern. I mean, it's really between you and your guide, but absolutely ask them what their yes looks like and ask them what their no looks like. Once you've established this basic communication, you can start asking questions about signs you've received or decisions you're considering. Here's something really simple but powerful: actively asking for signs. Maybe you're wondering if you're interpreting a message correctly. You can say something like, "If this is really from my guides, show me a blue butterfly within the next 3 days." The key here is to be specific about what you want to see and give a reasonable time frame. Just remember, sometimes our guides have a sense of humor and they might show us exactly what we asked for, but in an unexpected way. If you ask to see a blue butterfly, you may see it on a sticker, in a coloring book, or on a child's swimsuit instead of out in nature where one would expect to find a blue butterfly. So, word of caution. Writing is another powerful tool for connection. For this, just keep a small notebook by your bed or with you throughout the day. When you have a question for your guides, write it down, and then just start writing whatever comes to mind without judgment or editing. This is called automatic writing, and it is a beautiful way to receive longer messages from your guides. Just remember that these are tools. That's it, tools. They're not necessary for connection, but they can help build your confidence and create clearer channels of communication. Choose the ones that resonate with you and do not feel pressured at all to use them. You don't have to. You are incredibly intuitive all on your own. Before we dive into our practical exercises, let's talk about something super important, and that is spiritual safety. You wouldn't leave your front door wide open when you go to bed at night, right? The same principle applies when you're opening yourself to spiritual communication. Don't worry though, I have got you covered, because protecting yourself spiritually isn't complicated or scary. It's actually pretty empowering. Let's start with the foundation, which is setting clear intentions. Think of this as your spiritual bouncer. You're deciding who gets in and who doesn't. Before any spiritual work, Take a minute to state your intention out loud. You could say something like, I am open to communication only from guides who serve my highest good. Something along those lines works beautifully. Your voice, in case you didn't know, carries heaps and heaps of power, and speaking your intention helps create that first layer of protection. The next layer of protection is creating a sacred space, and this is a lot easier than you think. You don't need elaborate tools or a dedicated meditation room, although how freaking cool is that if you have one? Sacred space can be as simple as clearing off the corner of your desk or creating a small altar on your nightstand. The key here, like a lot of this practice, is consistency. When you use the same space regularly for spiritual work, it becomes charged with protective energy. It's like your guides know where to find you for your spiritual coffee date. Now let's talk about energetic boundaries. You know how you can feel when someone's standing too close to you in line at the grocery store? That's your natural boundary system at work. And in spiritual practice, we're just extending that awareness. Imagine yourself surrounded by a bubble of white or golden light. This isn't just visualization. You are actually setting an energetic boundary that says, these are my limits and I choose what crosses them. And that is incredibly important and empowering. Speaking of light, here's one of my favorite protection techniques, and it is the white light visualization. For this, imagine pure radiant light pouring down from above, flowing through your crown chakra, which is at the top of your head, and filling your entire body. Let this beautiful white light overflow and create a protective egg of light around you. This is such a powerful practice that a lot of experienced practitioners still do this first thing in the morning, kind of like putting on spiritual sunscreen. Listen, trust your intuition. It is your internal security system. If something feels off during communication with your guides, it probably is. Your guides will never make you feel frightened, pressured, or uncomfortable. They operate from a place of love and respect. So if you get a message that feels fearful or demanding, that's your cue to step back and reinforce your boundaries. Tools, they can be wonderful allies in your protection practice. Crystals like black tourmaline, amethyst, or selenite, these guys are like spiritual security cameras. They help to monitor and protect your space. Protective symbols. This could be religious symbols that resonate with you, or even simple geometric shapes like circles and triangles that can act as spiritual shields. Prayer and protective mantras, also incredible. They don't have to be formal or complicated, because what matters is that they come from your heart. Something as simple as, I am safe, I am protected, I am surrounded by light, can create the most powerful shield of protection. Here is the most important thing to remember. You are always in control of your spiritual interactions, and I do mean always. Your guides respect boundaries, and in fact, they encourage them. Think of it this way. The stronger your boundaries are, the clearer the channel of communication becomes. It's like having a good fence that keeps out unwanted visitors, but has the loveliest gate for welcomed guests. And remember, if at any point you feel uncomfortable or overwhelmed, you can always take a step back. Your guides aren't going anywhere. They are super patient, they're understanding, and more than anything, they want you to feel safe and comfortable on this journey. Before we dive into ways to connect with your guides, let's address some of the most common questions I receive about spirit guides. You might be wondering about some of these yourself, so hopefully I get to your question. First up, what's the difference between angels and spirit guides? This is probably the question I get asked the most. While both angels and guides support us, they're different in nature. So spirit guides are often souls who have lived human lives. They understand our earthly challenges because they've been there themselves, right? Been there, done that. Angels, on the other hand, are divine beings who have never been human. I like to think of guides as our wise friends who've walked the path before us, while the angels are more like the cosmic guardians. In this episode, we're focusing specifically on spirit guides, but we can dive into angels in a future episode if you would like that. Next question, can my guides get mad at me if I ignore their messages? No. No, they will not get mad at you. Your guides understand you're on your own journey and they respect your free will completely. They're like the most patient teachers you've ever had. They really just keep trying different ways to get their message across when it's important, but there is no judgment, just a little gentle persistence, if you will. Our next question is, do I only have one spirit guide? Actually, you have several guides who help you in different ways, different areas of your life. So if you remember those different types we talked about earlier, you might have an ancestral guide helping you with family matters. You might have a teacher guide for your spiritual development. You may have a nature guide helping you to connect with the earth's wisdom. Some guides stay with you your whole life. Some might only step in during certain seasons of your life when their expertise is needed. Our next question, what if I'm making it all up? This is a tough one, and I still sometimes feel this way, so I totally get it. It is such a natural concern, and this is what I try to tell myself, and I definitely tell others who come to me with this. Your imagination is actually one of the main tools your guides use to communicate with you. Those random thoughts, those random ideas that kind of just pop in your head, come out of nowhere, it's often our guides speaking to us. And the key is in the pattern and the timing of those messages and how they feel different from your usual thoughts. So this really for me is about paying attention, being open to receive these things, having my boundaries set up, my protection always on so that I am letting in the things that I want to let in and keeping everything else out. And, you know, trusting your intuition, which is a tough thing to do. I get it. Our next question, can guides predict the future? Well, guides are more like wise mentors than they are fortune tellers. And while they might see potential paths ahead, their role is really to help you make empowered choices rather than just tell you what's going to happen. They're really interested in your growth and development, not in bypassing your own decision-making power. So they're to help, not there to tell. These questions, they really just show us something important, and that's connecting with our guides is a very personal journey, and it's natural to have doubts and uncertainties along the way. But again, make sure you're protected, set your intentions, you set the rules, make sure you're protected, and trust your intuition. Now that we know about our different guides, how they make contact, which tools to use, and how to protect ourselves, let's get into the fun of actually connecting with our guides. So I have a couple of easy and practical rituals that you can do. And I say do one or both. Just figure out what resonates with you and be intentional. So the first one is an intuition walk. This is about taking a walk and letting your inner wisdom take the wheel. So imagine you're strolling along, but instead of powering through your usual destination-focused mind, you're just open, you're curious, you're listening. Maybe you'll feel a weird pull to turn down a street you've never explored before, or a random tree might suddenly grab your attention. Maybe a bird flies by in a way that just feels different. These aren't just random moments, they're your guides saying hello to you. The magic really happens when you stop trying to control everything and just start paying attention. It's like having a little spiritual GPS that doesn't just give directions, but whispers little secrets along the way. After your walk, one of the greatest things you can do is to grab your journal and write down anything that felt special. What caught your eye? What felt different? Just everything. Trust me, you might be surprised by what you discover when you just stop and listen. Our next super simple practice is a synchronicity journal. So think of this as your personal signs and signals logbook. We're talking about those moments that make you go, no way, that can't be a coincidence. Pull out a notebook or use your phone and start collecting all of these magical moments. If you saw 1111 three times this week, write it down. If you heard a song or a song lyric that perfectly answers a question you've been thinking about, boom, put it in your journal. If you overheard a conversation that felt like it was meant just for you, yes, go ahead and write that down too. At the end of the week or the month or the time of your choosing, look back at all of your entries. Look for patterns, look for connections, those little cosmic winks that say, hey, we're here and we are totally paying attention to you. Listen, some days you're going to feel super connected and other days it's going to be straight up crickets, and that's 100% okay. Connecting with your guides isn't about forcing anything. It's about building a relationship. Some relationships are chatty and some are super quiet. The key is to stay curious, stay open, and remember, your guides are always communicating. Sometimes you just need to tune your radio to the right frequency. And that is our episode on connecting with your spirit guides. Thank you so much for hanging with me today and exploring this ridiculously cool topic. I cannot tell you how much I love my spirit guides. I love them so much and honestly don't know where I'd be without them. If you've tried to connect before and weren't successful, I encourage you to try again. Approach your practice with chill vibes, because when your vibration is high, when your mood is awesome, and you have the time to commit, things just really have a way of working out. Building a relationship with your guides is a journey. It's never a race. Just take your time, trust your intuition, and always prioritize your comfort and your safety. If you enjoyed this episode, and I really hope that you did, please follow for more and share it with the ones you like and love, because sharing is caring. Make sure you send us your spooky stories and questions on Instagram, Facebook, or via email at hello@themediummatters.com. Check out our show notes for all the essentials, and be sure to sign up to be part of the Cosmic Club. It is totally free and comes with heaps and heaps of magic just for you. Until next time, this is Chantel with The Media Matters, reminding you to keep your heart open and your boundaries strong. See you next time.